call it is Christmas brain. People start to think about Christmas and less about real estate. And certainly I was talking to a client this week, and these few weeks leading into Christmas, I talk about as being one of those little pockets where it's a great time to buy. So we've flipped slightly for this time of year into a buyer's market, which is very interesting.
Yes, well, that's what you want too, though, isn't it? A buyer's market at the moment.
If you're buying, probably not so if you're selling.
No, exactly. No, you're right. So the market update with the housing price, and how is it tracking compared, well, I suppose you can't compare to last year's, but in the past 6 months, how's it been faring out?
Well, the prices in Melbourne have actually slowed. They're down 0.1% for November. So it's very interesting because it's been trending down also for December, that they're predicting that prices are going to come off slightly in December. But overall for the quarter, we're up 0.6% and 3% for the year. So I think that we're starting to really see the result of some of those interest rate rises.
Absolutely, yes. Now, tell us a little bit about the RBA and the interest rate rise, and when will they do another one, do you think?
Well, the CPI was predicted to be at 5.2% for October, and it actually came in at 4.9%. So what they're predicting is that inflation has dropped, and so based on that, many people are suggesting that they're less likely to raise the rates on Tuesday coming up, and that because it dropped more than it was expected, and I think we have to take a wait-and-see approach. They won't meet again until February, so we're going to have, let's fingers crossed they won't put the rates up on Tuesday, and that will give us a clear 2 months of no interest rate rises. And I do think that the big factor of what we're seeing with what the market is doing at the moment with buyer and seller sentiment right now.
Well, let me ask you this. Over the years, I mean, you've been in the industry well over 27 years with heaps of experience, and you've seen the markets go up and down, to the side, to the left, you name it. Have we ever gone down this track before over the years with your years of experience, or this is new to us?
Well, yes, we have, but they always look different. And what I mean by that is that we haven't necessarily had all the various factors in play from a global to an Australian level to even to a state and local level. There are always slightly different factors going on. So at the moment, we're throwing into the mix cost of food going up, insurances are going up, petrol, utility prices are all going up. Interest rates are rising. Now, interest rates obviously they go up and down over a number of years, but there's always other factors that make play into it at the same time. And so we have these, and I call them the pockets of opportunity that I just mentioned. So over the years, we see them, and oftentimes you don't spot them until you're out of them. But I'm sharing today with people that are listening, we are in one of them now, is so there was a little pocket in 2018 in July where prices came off a little bit and was a great time to buy. There was another one in March 2020, just as things, people were kind of working out what was going on with the world and things that were going on, a little pocket of opportunity there. There was about 6 months of opportunity through 2022 when prices came off again, and I believe we're in another little pocket now in these few weeks in the lead up to Christmas that prices have come off a little bit. And then if you're on the hunt to buy a property right now,
good timing.
It's a good time to do it.
Well, that's good. That's good to know. So if you've got the cash or the flow that's readily available, please do what you need to do. Now, the market sentiments regarding the real estate, where are we at the moment? And I suppose this is hard to, it's a big ask, but what do you think the predictions will be for 2024 going forward?
Yes, so as I've said, interest rates have made many buyers be far more cautious, and they are assessing their position as to whether they go ahead and buy now or they wait. But then you've got the other ones, some are just buying regardless. Because what I have seen over my many years in real estate is irrespective of what a market is doing, up, down, sideways, there are reasons, fundamental reasons, that people need to buy or sell. So we continue to have death, divorce, all the things, people outgrowing their homes, homes becoming too big for them and they're downsizing. They happen regardless of what a market is doing. And so those are still going on. But where the buyers are considering their position, and it may just be that they look at a property at a lower price point, or they may put things on hold totally. And also throw the mix in with time of year, these are the things that people consider. So house prices have been expected to slow over this period, and worsening house affordability that I've alluded to is that it's costing more just to put your petrol in your car, food on the table, insure your house and things like that. And people are starting to take notice of that. Mm. And the portion of household income required to service a new mortgage is at 46.2%.
Wow.
So that's a big number. Uh-huh. And right now it takes an average of 10 years to save a 20% deposit. And then people that haven't purchased yet but are renting, rental payments have risen to 31% of their household income. And so affordability at the moment is key, and I think that is going to play a huge part moving into 2024. The other side of the coin is that we don't have enough houses for the people living here. And so I believe that is what is putting a price floor under the market, so that's why things haven't dropped as much.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. So we really need to be, with our fingers on our pulse, I think, because it's going to be one of those years that we're, I think next year, I think you might be right, but we've still got to be a bit cautious on how the market plays out and also how the rates play out as well, because it's hit a lot of people quite hard too, hasn't it?
It really has hit a lot of people hard, and we are seeing that. And even I was talking to a local barista at the cafe, and she said that people are not spending as much. They're reducing what they're spending. Whether they might have bought two, three things, they're buying one thing. So it trickles across the entire economy that way, and housing is no different to that. And one of the other things these interest rate rises plus other costs are affecting are investors and people who invest in real estate, which obviously supplies the rental market, is that we are seeing every real estate agent that I'm speaking to, we are seeing landlords, investors selling up their property because it's becoming unaffordable for them. They're just throwing their hands in the air with the way that the government is increasing taxes on things, and they're saying, you know what, I'm just going to sell it and be done with it. So that in itself is something that's happening at the moment.
Yes, I would agree. And I don't think people will be spending as much as what they normally do anyway this year. Yes, looks like money's going to be in the pocket by the looks of it. But now, commencing from the 1st of January 2024, there's going to be some changes to the land tax, the new government taxes. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, and we've mentioned it a few times when we've chatted, haven't
yes,
we, Norma?
Yes, we certainly have.
The Victorian government, which kicks on in just a month's time now, they've changed the laws to land tax. So land tax is applied to any property that you hold that's not your home, so not your principal place of residence, but it's any other property that you hold, so an investment property. And what they're doing is that they are increasing the land tax by 0.1% for owners holding land where the value is over $300,000. So it's just the land, it's not the house on the land or the improved value. But the other thing which is probably going to have the bigger impact is that they've dropped the threshold from $300,000 down to $50,000. So if you have a property that's on a $50,000 assessed, the land is assessed at that value, you're now being pulled into the pool of having to pay land tax. And so that means that a lot of investors who previously have paid no land tax will begin to pay that land tax for the first time. Mm. And what makes sense is if your property is valued at $50,000 versus $300,000 for the land, you're going to scoop in many more lower-priced investments, such as one- and two-bedroom flats and units and that kind of stuff, which is going to really, I believe, affect the rental market, because when those homes get sold, they're not necessarily coming back into the rental pool. They often are sold to home buyers.
Mm. Well, it is going to be a little bit of a fickle market, that's for sure, and I think you need to keep your eyes and ears open for this one. But also too, now, this is really fantastic. There is the new Get Start in Property Mentoring Program, which you've started up, which is absolutely brilliant. So tell us a little bit about that and how it all came about.
Yes, my Get Started in Property mentoring program takes my 27 years of experience, and I've basically bottled that up and packaged that up, and you can follow the bouncing ball step by step. It's an online program. You would get two modules a month, and you just work at your own pace. And what it shows you, and it's designed to support you, so you will have the confidence to buy a home. So you can educate yourself, and then when you're ready, we've got scripts in there, show you how to negotiate, how to find properties, how to become an area expert, all those things that you might not be confident in. We show you exactly what you need to do, because there are many, many moving parts when it comes to buying a property, and you need to make sure that you know what they are, first of all, but you know to do them in the right order, because it is very expensive to get buying real estate incorrect, get it wrong. So that's what I've bundled that together for people, and if you want to just learn yourself and have that confidence and know that what you need to say when you ring a real estate agent, you might be super nervous and not sure that you know what to say. We've got scripts to do that. We've put everything together for you, show you who you need to be talking to, who is on your team, and that's my Get Started in Property Mentoring program. So I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, good on you. Well, if you want to get started in property, I think this is a good way, especially, at Christmas, Christmas time or the festive season, a lot of people go away. But this is also a good time to sit at home. And if you're into property and you want to know a little bit more and how to negotiate and how to get into it all, you can go to www.getstartedinproperty, all one word, of course, .au. And I think you'll thoroughly enjoy the modules and enjoy the experience. But it's always good to be above what you're wanting to get yourself into. Always do your homework first. So important. Whatever you do, always do your homework. So this would be fantastic. So tell us, why use a buyer's advocate and why use a selling advocate or a vendor's advocate? What's the reasoning behind all of that? And at the same time too, I think a lot of people are getting into this area, clients are getting into this area, because I think I'll let you explain it.
Well, you mentioned that, Vilma, because we're actually recruiting buyer's advocates. We are looking to grow our team. So if anyone that's listening is interested, please get in touch. So buyers use a buyer's advocate because we represent their interest when it comes to buying a property. You'll see lots of people advertising their homes for sale and they're using a real estate agent, and you need to remember that that real estate agent, as lovely as he or she may be, they are serving their client who is the seller, and we step in as your person representing you as your buyer's advocate. So we are independent and impartial, but we also have established relationships with real estate agents. I am seeing so many messages coming through to me for properties available off market. They're not publicly advertised, and that's because of my industry connections that I have established over many, many years. And this is what I do. So I'm very good at negotiating purchases. We bid at auction. I see all the time people get so nervous at auction.
Oh, yes, it is.
They really do. And I can see clearly when someone goes over their budget. You can see it. I can spot it. Auctions are my office. I love it. I actually thrive there. So that's what we do. We support you, because buying can be such a stressful, nervous process. People are concerned they're going to get it wrong, but we're there to support you, and we're knowledgeable on all of those tracks that inexperienced buyers can fall into, because we work with a lot of first-time buyers, and I love my first-time buyers. I say they're smart people, they've just never done it before, and so we're there to hold your hand and support you to buy probably one of the biggest assets you're ever going to own.
Absolutely, and to guide you through, because there's so much paperwork involved and so many Section 4, Section 5, this, and, you know, you get to a point and you go, oh, God, do I have to read all this or do I know what I'm reading? So it is important that, you have the right person beside you. If you are perhaps thinking and wanting to ask a few more questions, please go to the website, or you can go to inquire@wendychamberlain.com.au, and also to don't forget, if you want a free ebook, you can wendychamberlain.com.au/northwestfm. It's all in one word. Now, you're taking some time off, are you, or how does it work with you this year?
Well, I will be taking a little bit of time off between Christmas and New Year for a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But we will still be open and accepting inquiries, because I've got an advocate that's coming on board.
So great.
Starting growing the team, which is very exciting. So 2024 is looking to be very exciting.
Oh, excellent. So you'll be back on board, say, mid-January, would you, or...?
Yes, back on board mid-January, just to kick things off, because real estate does take a little bit of a snooze over that Christmas New Year period. I call it Christmas brain, and I think people have got it now.
Yeah, after such a long time. Well, look, I'd love to invite you back again on the program for 2024. How do you feel about that?
It would be my pleasure. I love chatting and sharing about real estate, because it's constantly changing, isn't
it? You and I have certainly gone through quite a bit over those periods when it was not too good, and we've come out of it quite well on the other end. So we certainly know what we're in for. But look, thank you. I want to just say to you, Wendy, thank you for your time. It is sincerely greatly appreciated. I wish you and your family a very merry festive and merry Christmas and a wonderful new year. And it's so nice to hear that 2024 is going to be quite a boom of a year for you. I'm really proud of you. Thank you for your time and your effort coming on the program.
Thanks so much, Vilma. I always appreciate it. Thank you.
Good on you. Have a great afternoon, and we'll talk to you very soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.